At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
So we have been picking away little by little, and we'll get into his interview, which I thought was very revealing, with Ryan Clark on the Pivot podcast, because it was as good of a glimpse of who he is and what the Bears are getting as I think that we have heard from him audibly. I also think that I want to begin with looking at your deep dive into what the Bears are prepared to do to make it an environment conducive to winning and success for him. As you wrote in Sunday Chicago Tribune, Dan, I thought that was it was a good, I mean, and long summary of what exactly the Bears have done or tried to do to get to this point, and what why maybe people need to understand that this is, they're ready for this. And I think if they're not, they're never going to be. But I really thought that it came through that the Bears have prepared for this opportunity in a way that makes you feel confident that I almost like chuckle saying, like, they can handle Caleb Williams.
Well, look, like I told you when I was down in Orlando for the league meetings that I just had a sense from being around Ryan Poles, from being around Kevin Warren, from talking to George McCaskey and Matt Eberflus, really you just sense that Ryan has had a handle on where he's wanted to go with a lot of different things for a long time. And I really do appreciate his calm confidence and his ability to articulate it in a way that makes you understand his approach to things and what he's looking for and how he's looking to not just make a pick, but to make a pick. And as you mentioned, set that pick up for an ideal level success. Now, I'll be honest with you. I still have some questions. I still don't know whether the nest, as some people would call it, that's around Caleb Williams is entirely suitable to launching him to new heights. But I think also some of this bet here is that Caleb Williams is going to launch himself to new heights and that they'll be able to go along for that ride with him. I think in the story that I wrote for Sunday's Tribune that you mentioned, it was just kind of a deeper look at what the Bears are signing up for and what Caleb Williams is signing on to be a part of. And now how that's going to mesh, we'll chronicle that from here. But obviously we're able to go forth from this point forward, knowing that, again, that union's taking place this week.
What still concerns you about the Bears from that perspective? I understand it's almost like you spend enough time around the team covering the Bears and its inherent cynicism, and it's kind of earned and appropriate. But I just wonder what have they not done adequately enough in your mind, or do you think gives you still a little bit of pause?
No, I just think there's some leap of faith, psychology here to some of this, because look, like, you have to make sure that questions that weren't adequately answered in January don't just get brushed aside because we get lost in the excitement for the talent and the potential that Caleb Williams brings to the table. If I asked you right now to tell me the last season that Matt Eberflus will coach the Chicago Bears, I don't know what number you'd give me. Like, what year would you give me that he's going to get to at least 2026? Is he going to get to at least 2000? You know, so there's, I think there's a lack of clarity with a defensive minded coach who hasn't yet checked the boxes, proving himself to all of Chicago and the rest of the league that he's the guy that's going to be able to lead them to multiple championships. Along with that, I think you zoom out on the quarterback's room and you're taking a leap of faith in Shane Waldron. You're taking a leap of faith in Kerry Joseph. You're taking a leap of faith in Thomas Brown. You're taking a leap of faith in your guy, Brett Rypien. And so there's many leaps of faith that are needed here.
So, okay, that's interesting because I'm thinking about this as you're talking, and the comparisons will be lofty to Caleb Williams coming to Chicago, coming to the Bears, and it will be for sports fans in the city. They'll be told that this is as big as, you know, Chris Bryant to the Cubs, Tazen Kane to the Blackhawks, Michael Jordan maybe even to the Bulls. And in those situations I reference, let's go Frank Thomas to the White Sox, okay? All kinds of things, and I'm referencing championship scenarios. Because let's face it, you're doing this, why? To win a championship. I don't think you need to win eight like Caleb Williams projected, but you want to win a championship. You'll be a legend forever. And I think that when you ask that question specifically.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
About Matt Eberflus, I don't get too caught up on that because I think that we want everything to happen immediately. We want to project into, like, could this work to win a Super Bowl in 2024 or 2025, or will he be here in 2026? All the other examples that I cited as I went through them in my head, like the coaches, you know,
they become insignificant.
They're insignificant. You know, Kane and Taze were playing for Dennis Savard when they came into the league. He got fired. Joe Quenneville, they win a cup. Michael Jordan, how many coaches did he go through before was ready to ascend?
Dan Allbeck, Doug Collins.
The history. Jackson. We all know it by heart. I mean, Frank Thomas with the White Sox, and, you know, Chris Bryant for Ricky Renteria. Then he was Renteria'd as it became a verb in Chicago. Joe Maddon was the coach. So I think at some point in time, you do understand that the realities of pro sports, the coaches are always more interchangeable than the superstars. And Caleb Williams is coming here to be a superstar, and I'm not really too caught up on who the head coach is right now.
Well, look, and that's why you push your chips in, because you believe that this player can elevate everyone around him, regardless of some of the infrastructure that's around him. What I'm saying, just as a slight counter argument, is you just want to make sure that you're not rebooting a year from now, right? Right. Like, I think that's Chicago's greatest fear, is you're going to do the same thing that you did with Mitch, the same thing you did with Justin, the same thing you did in some ways with Jay Cutler when he played with six play callers in eight seasons time here in Chicago. And you just don't want that constant churn and that constant turnover. But I'm glad that you articulated that point, because I do think that if you get a star is going to be a star, and they're going to find a way to rise above all that. And hopefully we don't have to worry about that and spend, you know, Novembers and Decembers of lost seasons going, oh God, how could they have done this better? Look how badly they wronged him, this and that, you know. And we look back on this and we go, yeah, the guy was a star. It was a no-brainer pick. And thank God they made it instead of trying to get cute.
Thank God they made it instead of trying to get cute. And thank God the season will suddenly matter more than the off season, because enough of that stuff.
I'll say this. One thing that was interesting to me in some of the feedback to my story was you never know what – particularly out of a long right like that, that people are going to glom onto. And I got a lot of feedback on the finishing chapter about Mason Poles, Ryan Poles' son, who's I believe his 11th birthday is on Tuesday of draft week, which is a nice way to celebrate a birthday. Hey, kid, we got you a new quarterback. You're just going to have to wait till Thursday to get him. But so look, like Ryan was very forthright in saying that that Mason was heartbroken when they traded Justin Fields. He had, like much of Chicago, really enjoyed watching Justin play. Unlike much of Chicago, he had a relationship with Justin Fields. He knew him firsthand. He dressed as him for Halloween. He would go to Hallis Hall and pass him in the hallway, and they could have conversation. And so he was crushed when Justin Fields was sent to Pittsburgh. And then I, at one point, just asked Ryan, I said, that, you know, as you were trying to sell him on why this decision made sense, did you eventually just send him to the, you know, fifth grader's paradise, which is YouTube, and tell him to look up Caleb Williams highlights? And he said, indeed I did. And now Caleb is his background screen on his phone. And so for me, that was it, right? Like, welcome to Chicago. Here's a case study in how to turn the page. Go watch some YouTube highlights, get excited, and put the guy on your phone.
I mean, you did a lot of great reporting and picking what to accentuate and all those things, but that was the best part. I mean, that was the most memorable part. Is like, if, you know, it's almost like, you think if this 11-year-old kid can find a way to get over Justin Fields, certainly the Grabowski who sits in the upper deck and a guy who had the, you know, poster and the devotion and called, you know, the score 5 days a week to, you know, say that, you know, Justin Fields deserves to be the starter, those guys can get over it too, because it's time. It's inevitable. That seems like such a long time ago. The end of the regular season seems like it was last year. It just is crazy.